Chapter 7 with the Greaseman here. It's a rainy day. Soon it's gonna rain. I can feel it. Soon it's gonna rain. I can tell. Soon it's gonna rain. What are we gonna do? We'll catch a little moonbeam, put it in our pocket. Yeah, and they criticize rock and roll lyrics. Some of the stuff Mom and Pop listen to should get a rating for the just the very insipid nature. I mean, it's one thing to have the lyrics rated for being spicy, but I think we should have a rating also for insipid lyrics as well, which I find personally more offensive than some of the stuff that they criticize, you know? Insipid lyrics. I don't know. And they ask me why I drink. It's 3 minutes after 7, the Greaseman here. Let's go to the Megaline, 4321101, where I can find peace and solace communing with my fellow man. Hello, hobble-to-hobble-to-huh?
Pretty good. Yeah, I had something for you to work on there, Grease.
What's that?
You know that song that has the chorus, Loving Every Minute of It?
Loving Every Minute of It. Loving Every Minute of It.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you must be getting slow in your old age, because that sure sounds like Get It Like a Big Dog. That'd be another one for the Smash Band.
What sounds? I mean, loving like every minute of it sounds like get it like a big dog?
Yeah, buddy.
That doesn't have the same syntax.
Well.
Listen, loving every minute of it, get it like a big dog.
Yeah.
It's not the same rhythm. It's not the same,
I'm sure you could.
I am the pentameter, buddy.
I'm sure your warped and twisted mind could come up with something.
No, but it doesn't fit. Loving every minute of it. If I sang that with the band, it would be get it like a big dog. There's different, you know, there's not enough, get it like a big dog.
Okay.
Well, I'll work on it. Thank you.
Take it easy, Chris.
All right, bye-bye. Maggots. Hello.
Greaseman.
Yes.
Zach, with the horseshoe finger again.
Yeah, buddy, what can I do for you?
Hey, buddy, can you do a bit about your daddy?
My daddy?
Yeah, buddy,
I can do a bit about my daddy. I like that. I'll never forget the time me and daddy found ourselves deep in the bowels of West Virginia. Well, as we had been driving a long time and needed to stop, we come on this farmhouse, and we stopped there. We asked the farmer if we could stay. He said, yes, sir, provided we don't mind sharing a room with his catatonic daughter. Daddy whispered over to me, he said, boy, what's catatonic? I said, means she don't do nothing. She just sits there and stares into space. Daddy said, no, we don't mind it. We'd be right proud to share the room. So we got in there, and sure enough, she wasn't a bad-looking girl, but she just sat there by the window, staring out, not moving. Father said, I don't know what's wrong with her. She had an incident or something that drove her wild, and she's catatonic now. Don't do nothing. So y'all don't worry about having to go in the bathroom or anything to change your clothes, because she don't actually see. Her eyes open, but she ain't seeing nothing, so y'all change any pajamas right here in the room with her. Well, y'all have a good night. Daddy said, yes, sir, you too. Daddy went over to that little girl, and he clapped his hands in front of her face. He said, boo, boo. I said, Daddy, leave her alone. He said, I just want to make sure she ain't faking, boy. I said, she ain't faking. Look at her. She's catatonic, for crying out loud. So Daddy stood in front of her, dropped his pants, and bent over. I said, Daddy, what are you doing? He said, I can see if I can get a reaction out of her. Go ahead, drop your pants. I said, Daddy, for crying out loud, have a little respect for the girl. He said, yeah, but she can't see nothing anyway. Her daddy said so. Look at this. He stood in front of her and he grabbed himself. He said, woodly-lily-lily-lily. I said, for crying out loud, Daddy, will you go to bed? I got my pajamas on. I got into one bed. Daddy was sitting on the edge of his, smoking a camel, looking at that girl. He said, boy, you know what we ought to do? We ought to tear it up. I said, Daddy!
He said, who's she going to tear?
What? I said, for crying out loud, Daddy, you sick! She's catatonic! He said, I don't care. She's catatonic, Masonic, Episcopalian. She looks good to me, my dad. So Daddy, go to sleep. Turn out the light. Well, he turned out the light, and I'm lying there just about ready to drift off to sleep when I hear him. And I put that pillow over my head, and I held it over my ears, and I slept fitfully that night. The next morning at the breakfast table, Daddy says to this girl's father, sir, I would love to marry your daughter. I mean, we both nearly spit our oatmeal all over the table, me and this farmer. I said, Daddy. He said, son, she's the perfect wife. She sits there staring straight ahead. She don't say nothing. She's there. She's warm. She's supple. She's alive. She don't demand about Saturday. She don't demand nothing. I don't got to buy her no clothes. I don't got to take her no place. I do my job. I come home. I see her. I cut me a slice. I watch TV. She shuts up. I like this catatonic business. There ought to be more of it. Well, the farmer was glad to be rid of her, so wouldn't you know, Daddy went ahead and married this girl. and he was the happiest I'd ever seen him. As we're driving away with her lying down in the back seat, I said, Daddy, you never did ask what the farmer what her name was. He said, what good'll it do me, boy? She ain't gonna come if I call her. So we just called her the girl. And for 2 years, Daddy was tearing it up. He was on it like a big dog until one day she died. It was sad. I mean, I saw Daddy at the funeral. Daddy was broken up. Broken up. I mean, I had to support him at her funeral. It was terrible. And I finally talked to the coroner. I said, Dad, what happened? She was a young girl. She was in good health. The coroner said, as near as I can figure, she strangled. She was supposed to be fed intravenously. Do you hear me? Intravenously. And then he walked away after glaring at Daddy. And Daddy looked at me and said, boy, I know she was supposed to be fed intravenously, but I just can't get no thrill out of intravenous gabba-de-gee. Make a dream your own.